Yes. It is the 5 o'clock hour here in the east. Don't forget the super moon tonight, but we got clouds again. It was nice and clear. The weather's been strange. It's been getting warmer, at least here on the East Coast, in the 60s. You go outside, but again, be careful out there. But it is the 5 o'clock hour, and you know what happens in the 5 o'clock hour, especially on National Beer Day.
Happy hour.
Happy hour, but it's National Beer Day. And we're not going to pour one out, because that usually happens when somebody dies. But we're going to pour one out for everybody out there. I should get a beer now. I haven't had a beer. Do I have any Corona premieres in there, Robin? Do you know?
I don't know.
Well, beer is not really keto friendly,
no,
is it?
No, it's not.
No, but if you have no, that's right. No calories doesn't mean no carbs.
No, right.
You got to have carb free. What's like Michelob Ultra
and the Corona Premier? They're like sub 100 carbs per beer. They're pretty low.
That's still too many. How many carbs are we allowed to have, Robin?
34 per day.
That's it.
So it's like just a swig of a bottle of Corona Premier. That's an outrage.
Wow.
That is an absolute outrage. But I'm going to pour one out for everybody today, too, on National Beer Day. A man who is not really a big beer drinker. Actually, he is when he hangs out with his Syracuse pals, wherever he goes. We've had Keith Olbermann on today. We've had Gary Radnich on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the trifecta is complete. Andrew Siciliano out there at the NFL Network, actually in his non-basement, somewhere in Southern California. Hello.
Greetings, hello. And if I am the third part of that trifecta, I am honored to be considered to be in their company. And yours, for that.
Well, thank you. As you know, you've been on with Gary when I was on with Gary when we were doing shows from L.A. It was just insane, and we just did. Gary has not been on since he retired from KNBR almost a year ago. So we brought him out to come back and talk. You're there every day now. You're on NFL Network 24/7, doing it from home, but no basement, correct?
Correct. It's in like a guest bedroom that was honestly just like a room that I just dumped a bunch of crap in, like, and had not set up. I had a desk, and I really had nothing else in there, but, like, Yeah, you ever just, like, have a room where you haven't done anything with it, and then all of a sudden you realize you have to hurry up and do it because, like, your parents or you're going to have company or, like, people are showing up, and they said, can we put a camera in there? And I said, oh, bleep, I guess I have to put things on the shelf. And, yeah, that's what we did.
So you're not doing Skype, because when I was in L.A. and I was doing all the different hits, I actually had a camera, an HD camera in there, and the lights and two T1 lines, and they had to run all the stuff. And now everybody's doing.
That's what they did.
Yeah, so that's what they have to do.
They brought in the camera, and they brought in the lights, and the router, too much information here, but the router, because you got to be plugged right into the router, is in a different room. So I have, like, cable going across the house. It's that. They brought in, like, the real thing. The thing that, like, Ian Rappaport has in his basement in New York. So when there's breaking news, he can run into the basement and put on the light and the camera and all that. It's one of those.
Now, what about the makeup situation? Like,
doing my own.
You do your own.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at that. I've been practicing that for a while. Look, you guys know this. There is nothing more rewarding and invigorating than doing your own makeup in the men's room at a stadium. And then people just walk in and they see you powdering your face and taking on that makeup.
Putting the foundation
like
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking like...
yeah, at least you got hair. I got to go all the way up to the top to get the shine out.
Well, I haven't had a haircut in a month. I need a haircut. Speaking of Rappaport posted a video over the weekend. His wife went out and got the clippers and was cutting his hair. And it looked like a Flowbee, did it, honestly? But that's what I need.
You need a Flowbee? You know, you can't buy them anymore. People were buying them out. They remember the Flowbee, which is basically a vacuum cleaner with some blades attached.
It's a vacuum cleaner and a clipper. That's all it is.
Yeah, there were still some on eBay that were in original packing. They were sold out.
Seriously? Robin, I need one. I would.
No, you don't. You look fine, man. Everybody's worried about their hair.
Just use a lot of gel.
Did you see the mayor of Chicago had a stylist go to her house without any protection and give her a haircut? In this day and age when all the politicians are telling people don't go anywhere, she brings in her own hairstylist to give her a trim.
Well, when I broke my ankle.
That's like de Blasio going to the YMCA.
Exactly. It's an outrage. Yeah. It's an outrage.
We're all going to be like Garofolo now and just shave our head, although I don't think he actually shaved his head. I think he just lost his hair.
That's what happens. That's what I did. You know, you were there when I shaved my head because you have to do it eventually. You can't, you know, some people look okay, okay. Like, what's his face at ESPN, the football guy? He looks okay with the bald head. The guy in Alabama. The guy in Alabama at ESPN.
The guy at Alabama.
The college football guy at Feinstein, what's his name?
Paul Feinbaum.
Now he's a bald guy. He looks okay because you know it doesn't. He does not. He's not doing a comb over, and his head's shaped right. He doesn't have to shave it.
He has hair at the sides.
Yeah, the side thing. I mean, he's got that look that it's okay. He doesn't look like a guy you tell shave his head.
I can't watch Feinbaum, and here's why. It's very personal because, as they say, your nose and your ears as you grow older never stop growing. That I look at Paul Feinbaum, and I'm like, that's what I'm going to be at 65. I can't watch.
Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network. So how, now you know each day how many pops you're going to do. They don't call you up and you're sleeping in bed and you say, hey, Andrew, get the makeup on. We got to do a live update here. We've got breaking news about John Harbaugh's worried about information being stolen during this virtual draft in 2 weeks.
No, I'm on the clock until, like, whatever hour they tell me. But we will, like, sit down and tape shows during the day. Like, it'll be like, hey, let's do a segment for Total Access. So we sit down and we tape. It's like, hey, we got Billick's camera up and working. Sit down. Let's do 5 minutes for TA. And they plug it in during the day. So it's a lot of that. They try to map it out. It's a different world. I mean, we're all working from home. And it's unlike, look, the ESPN is fortunate because in Connecticut, their facility is still up and running. It's not at full strength at all. But they can get their facility up and running and do live shows with control rooms. Right now, our campus here in L.A. is shut down. Like, we don't have a control room. So we are all working from home with our collection of home cameras, and the producers are working from home on their laptops and editing video and adding graphics and topic bars and all that stuff. And then it's kind of all being cobbled together. So it's a lot of conference calls and a lot of wearing AirPods.
Exactly. Now, do they buy those for you, though, the AirPods? You have your own.
But between you and me and whomever's listening, I expense the AirPods.
You're damn right you should.
They're not cheap.
How come nobody wears... See, I'm wearing a headset mic because we don't have our mics in our studio here because we just went on yesterday here on Sirius XM 211. By the way, are you...
Congratulations. Mazel. And Marty Mazel.
Thank you. Yeah. It's not Shabbat Shalom yet, though, but Matt, Passover's coming up.
But tomorrow's Passover. Tomorrow's the first night of Passover.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. You don't think I know that stuff?
Of course you do. I'm just saying, like, tomorrow we can do a virtual Seder.
A virtual?
You're laughing. You're laughing. I have two virtual Seders planned this week.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
I'm going to hide the Afi Komen at my house and find it on my own because I'm the only one here.
Wow.
Maybe he's using that house party app.
Exactly. Is there a hide?
And that's not code for anything. What?
All right, so the draft, too. So I'm hearing all this stuff about the draft, as we all are. You know, it's not going to be in Vegas. It's going to be virtual. Is it true that, because who was it that was saying it? Keith Olbermann, we had Keith on. He was saying that they're going to combine the ESPN and NFL Network hosts and people and do one feed, not have competing feeds doing basically the same thing. Is that true?
Yes. That, I don't know, because that's above my pay grade, and I have not been in on those meetings. But I will say that Peter King... yesterday, in his NBC column, wrote that was a possibility. I have not been updated on that since Peter wrote it, but Peter threw that idea out there on Monday. I know it's going to be different. I think it's going to go well. We're going to report today on Total Access that airs at 7 Eastern that they're going to do a mock draft, I think, in a week or two to try to make sure everything is up and running. I know this sounds... like I'm just putting a positive spin on it. It's not going to be that much different. The difference is that you're not going to have the coach, the GM, the coordinator, and 15 scouts in one room. That's going to be the biggest difference. In terms of submitting the pick to the league office, there really isn't going to be anything that much different. The biggest challenge is communicating amongst yourselves from the team perspective.
No, I hear you, but here's the other. Obviously, there's no bro hugs. I mean, we may have seen the end of the bro hug era with Roger Goodell, not just this year, but maybe this is officially the end of bro hugging.
It might be. Well, look, I've been throwing this out there. I'm just suggesting it. If I'm the Bengals, if I'm Joe, like, I FedEx Joe Burrow the jersey, and if he's going to have a home cam or a Skype or a Zoom or a FaceTime or a Google Duo or a WhatsApp Hangout, whatever the hell he's going to use, hold the jersey up, and you can still recreate those moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the issue is when you get to Chase Young, you're going to have, like, three teams send him a jersey just in case, or Tua. I mean, how many teams can send Tua a jersey? Because no one knows where he's going to go. I am confident they're going to pull it off. I actually think it's kind of cool. But it's going to be a challenge. I don't think anyone's debating that.
Well, outside of the fact that it's going to be so different and it's, you know, unique in its presentation, what do you think draft-wise is the most intriguing storyline going into this draft?
Harry, I think the biggest thing is, who is the second quarterback? Where does he go, and who moves up to get him?
Mm-hmm.
I think historically, and I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but after that first guy, whomever that first guy is, and maybe a couple of years ago where Baker went one and then Darnold went after, what, I think, three, maybe that was the exception, but someone always goes up to get the next quarterback or the third quarterback or the fourth quarterback. The Ravens traded up into the first round to get Lamar Jackson. After the Bears traded up, we could argue about that, but they traded up from 3 to 2 to get Trubisky. And then the Chiefs traded up to get Mahomes. The Texans traded up to get Watson. So once you identify who that next quarterback is, teams are jockeying to move to get that quarterback. So does somebody have to get ahead of the Dolphins because they think they know who the Dolphins are going to take and they want to jump them? Is that team the Chargers, who don't have a lot of draft capital to move up? Does someone realize or think they have to get ahead of 5 and 6, the Dolphins and Chargers, to get their quarterback? Maybe the Dolphins take somebody, and then someone realizes they have to get the 6 and the Chargers are willing to move out because their quarterback is really someone they want to take at the top of the second round. I don't know. Daniel Jeremiah last week said on TA that he thinks the Colts could trade back in to the bottom of the first round, or that somebody, he thinks that the Niners pick at 31 is for sale, and that in all likelihood it's a team that wants whichever quarterback is falling at the bottom of the first. That to me is the biggest question. Where do the other quarterbacks go, assuming Burrow goes 1?
The great Andrew Siciliano, who keeps referring to me as his crazy uncle whenever he goes on shows now.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, I do that with JT, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the best way.
How can you refer to me as your crazy uncle?
Okay. But, look, it's a term of endearment. First of all, didn't you have – look, I had a crazy uncle when I was a kid. Okay? My crazy uncle was Uncle Bill. May he rest in peace. Okay? And Uncle Bill was the crazy uncle that had the cable box that got all that unscrambled all those stations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, who did?
He was the crazy uncle that you know, you knew where his liquor cabinet was probably unlocked, right? He, kids don't do this at home. You get my point. We all need one of those, and that's in a term of endearment.
Are you sure?
That's the uncle that you wanted to go visit.
Yeah.
I don't know. The longer Andrew and I have been separated, the more I keep hearing stories about how when we worked together, he would go with his friends and badmouth me, because we would go out late at night when we were going to Super Bowls together. We were going out to parties and then going back on the air 2 hours later because we were on from 5 to 9 in
yeah,
L.A.
We
time.
We would do that. Yeah, if I would badmouth you. I've told you this. The only time that I was somewhat irritated was in the Tampa Super Bowl when I snuck into the Madden party at the Tampa Super Bowl. And I did so by going through a window in Ybor City. True story.
That was before I did Madden 05 and 06 and 07.
Right. Yeah. Someone opened a window in an alley, and I rolled from the alley through the window to get into the Madden party, or some party. I think it was the Madden party. And the next day, you got mad and accused me of using your name to get into the party. No, that was through the stinking window.
I never did that.
Hey, Tony, opened the window for you. That was nice.
I didn't even get into the party. Did I get into that party?
Oh, I don't know.
We did get into the Vivid parties, though. That's the most important thing.
It was a long time ago.
It really was. All right, Andrew, last thing. Cleveland Browns, I know you're a long-suffering Cleveland Brown guy. What's the word?
What about
him? What about him? I'm asking you.
The word is they are rolling out their new uniform next week, so supposedly on the 15th. They're supposedly kicking it old school. Like, I don't think like 1946 old school. You know, I don't think we're bringing back leather helmets, but and the all white uniforms. But I do think they're like 1980s feel for it. As for number 10, I don't know. Mekhi Becton, if he falls, I think would be great. I don't know that he's going to fall, but it would be kind of cool.
So, but they still have to have just plain helmets, right? Because there's no logo.
Oh, I don't think they're doing anything. No, I think the helmet's going to be the same. The helmet's totally going to be the same. I think the uniforms themselves are going, because they did the Nike redesign a couple of years ago, and I think, you know, I think most people agree is probably a little bit too over the top. So they're going to go back to the I don't know this for certain, but I do know that the fans, if you look at the Twitters, are all for going back to, like, the Bernie Kosar, Kevin Mack, Webster Slaughter, Ernest Biner, Cody Risen era.
So it's not Jim Brown and Lou Groza.
No, exactly.
No, well, they're the same damn uniform.
They are?
Yes. You want to keep going? You want to throw in Frank Ryan and Mike Phipps? You want to go
Mike
there,
Phipps.
Too?
How about
Mike
that?
Mike Phipps. Phipps. That's phenomenal, phenomenal knowledge. There. For a young man, you have great, great breadth of knowledge. Well, that's why you're hosting Red Zone. Is the Red Zone coming back this fall? Yes or no?
Yes, as long as they're games, yes.
How about simulated games? Will you do simulated Red Zone if they have simulated games on video game versions?
Well, Josh Lewin and I think it was Josh. Yeah, Josh Lewin last week did they did that Twitch Madden competition.
Well, come on, I wasn't invited on there. Doesn't he real? Doesn't Josh know that I was in Madden 05, 06, and 07?
And you're on Twitch.
And I'm on Twitch, for God's sake.
I'm not even on Twitch.
Is he another one of those Syracuse guys?
Josh Lewin, no. He's the voice of UCLA here, though.
I know who he is. I just figured he had to be another UCLA guy, because everybody who in sports now is from Syracuse, I mean.
Syracuse. Yeah. No, I did not. I don't know. I have no idea where Josh went. Hold on. Are you on TikTok? Tony?
No, I don't do that stuff. Come on, man. Even though my attention span is perfect for that, 13 seconds and I'm out, but I'm not on TikTok, no. I am on Twitch, though. I've been on Twitch for a year. So we're on SiriusXM 211 and on twitch.tv/TonyBrunoShowLive.
Josh. Tony, you might, before you say that, our fabulous social media intern, Caleb, is working on getting you on TikTok. So before you diss it.
I'm not dissing it. I'm saying it's perfect for my attention span. Hello.
Josh Lewin went to Northwestern.
There you go.
That's where Mike Greenberg went too, right?
Yeah.
I did not know
where
that.
Jay Adande is running the sports journalism program. Exactly.
It's great knowledge. Yeah. Andrew Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen, he's still working hard for you, so don't forget to take care of him on his way out on Sepulveda Boulevard up near Ventura next time you're up there near the mall.
You do realize, right, that it's a term of endearment when I say crazy.
I know. You know that. You know I love you, man.
All right.
You do.
Congratulations. Thank you. I'm happy.
Catch him on. When are you back on now? When are you on tonight? Are you on tonight?
That would be Total Access, 7 o'clock Eastern time this evening, live from my home with Brian Billick, Mike Garofolo, Tom Pelissero. Steve Weich is there with an exclusive one-on-one with Tua Tagovailoa. Oh.
Now, wait, I have a really quick question. Are you doing the thing where you only dress from the waist up?
Oh, yeah, I totally did the show in Rams dry fit shorts today. Yep, that's right. Still wearing them now.
Beautiful. Tua Tagovailoa is a perfect Harry Callis name.
Yes, he is. Yes, it really
is.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa. Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network. Brother, good to talk to you, man. We'll see you soon, I hope.
All right. Hello again, anybody. See ya.
Stay safe. There he is. My crazy nephew.
That's got to be weird, though, all of a sudden doing all your TV shows from home. Like, doing radio is one thing, but when you're on camera all the time, like, from your bedroom or something, that's got to be bizarre.
It is weird.
It's actually more convenient.
And then you have to constantly worry about what's in the background.
That's what I'm saying, because you know everybody's checking that stuff out.
We're coming back. We're going to take calls, too. 215-462-TONY is the number. 215-462-8669. Open Phone America. It's happy hour, baby, on National Beer Day.
All right, folks. Boys are going to run to the bathroom, sounds like. They're taking their headset off.
I still don't have to go to the bathroom.
That's amazing.
I don't either.
So, yes, the lines are open if you want to call in and come on as soon as we come back from break. B-Harm, speaking of Rock Bottom Brewery that you did with Gary, Brian Harmon, who has become a really great friend of ours, who was the chef and brewer at Rock Bottom.
Yeah, when we were doing the shows, that's where we met Brian.
And then he went to Cantina Laredo, and he was doing those fantastic tequila dinners.
Yeah, you
went to one of those. And then now he is getting ready to open an amazing restaurant called something Rivers, Cool Rivers?
Cool Rivers.
Cool Rivers. It's a small chain, but it's going to be up near King of Prussia, really close to where Screwballs is.
Oh, okay.
And it's inside.
It's attached to a hotel, which is part of the Hilton
Embassy
chain.
Suites. And they are utilizing, it's the Embassy Suites is, even though it's a Hilton franchise, it's a one-owner location. Mm-hmm. And the owner is utilizing this time when there's really nobody staying there to do a complete and utter overhaul. So they're remodeling everything. They're and this restaurant, it's going to be a steakhouse.
Cool
River. It's a high-end steakhouse. I'm very excited.
Not Three Rivers.
No.
Not Mickey Rivers. Not Cool Runnings.
Or Johnny Rivers.
Oh, absolutely. The greatest. The Midnight Special, man. Shining down on me. It's the Midnight Special.
I hope he brings back the tequila dinners, though, even though it's at a steakhouse and not a Mexican place.
You know what we need to play right now?
Or maybe he can do both tequila dinners and vodka dinners and, like, do different type of liqueur pairings. We would be into that. Because he would...
Zero!
Well, we can't hear that.
I know. I'm just playing it through the...
What are you playing it through?
Just through my computer. Oh. Not on the air.
Tony rocking out to Tootsie Roll. To the left, to the left, to the left. Not all, now people are talking all, or Ron Rivers, and not Old Man Rivers, not Moon Rivers, not Mickey Rivers.
Well, Mickey Rivers was the first.
Not Three Rivers. Yeah, so you were saying it is like when we were doing this studio, I do have to think about what's in the shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Because we were like, oh.
Because everybody's micro-analyzing all this stuff now. Oh, yeah. And then they can immediately comment on Twitter about, hey, what's that book you have? You know?
Like, exactly.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you have to kind of think. And then if you're not used to it and you suddenly are doing it, it's like how all those people got in trouble because they were taking selfies in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And they didn't realize what was in the background.
Yeah, it's almost like having to child-proof your house. You know what I mean?
Just constantly just remember, like, look at it
not
from
Joan
the camera
Rivers
direction.
Either, yes.
Joan Rivers.
Look at it from the camera direction. I'm like, what is in the shot? My favorite is, though, when you have an accidental, like your pet does something in the background. Mm-hmm. Or
Brian Harmon says he's speeding home right now for beers. I need to come over. We're on a premiere. I saw he had the Presidente and the pizza. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He posted that.
Two things which we can't have right now.
I know.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
During the break, of course, on our Twitch stream, we're doing all of our word association. I don't know when we started this, but we've been doing it forever. You know, you throw somebody's name out, and then everybody comes up with a similar name. I'm talking about Cool Rivers, a local restaurant our good friend Brian Harmon is going to be running soon and actually is in charge of. And then people come up with course, not Riverdale, not River Phoenix, not, not Mississippi Rivers, mm-hmm. not Schuylkill River, not Joan Rivers, not Mickey Rivers, not Doc Rivers. You know, so that's yeah. a good brain enhancement type of exercise.
Yes.
It's stupid, yes. But then when you start thinking about how many different names you can come up with, everybody does it. It should be a board game.
Not Smokey Rivers.
Smokey Rivers was good.
Yeah.
Another DJ name, former D or a baseball player, right? Smokey Burgess.
Yeah, Smokey Burgess.
We're talking about Rivers.
But
yeah.
Smokey Rivers also a program director in Phoenix and then somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a fake radio
that's
name.
That's a fake radio
yeah.
name.
Yeah, totally.
That's a fake
yeah.
radio name.
Yeah.
Like Bobby Ocean.
Yeah, you know, Bobby Ocean.
Although there's
yeah.
a lot of radio and TV.
Billy Ocean. Was
Billy
a singer,
Ocean's
yeah.
real. And now
yeah.
there's Frank Ocean. Right?
No, well, is that Ocean's 11?
No, Frank Ocean's another entertainer, another singer.
Oh, okay.
I have a question, or I have a comment from the God Farmer of Soul on Twitter.
The God Farmer of Soul.
The God Farmer of Soul on Twitter. He was listening earlier when we were talking about and giving everybody the education on the seagulls are one of the only birds that can do flyover bombings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He says
we have an update?
Yes, he says.
This is our first legitimate update of the day on the show. When
Canada
news breaks,
geese can also do a flyover bombing. He
I worded told
it slightly.
You.
Canada
That's what Harry said.
I got hit while refereeing a high school football game a few years ago, and it felt like getting hit with an exploding golf ball.
Yeah, they only do that over like athletic fields and golf courses. I swear to God, that's the only place they poop.
And, you know, they used to always come down. They used to leave in the fall.
Yeah, to migrate.
They would migrate from Canada, mm-hmm. and then they realized there were all these industrial parks and centers where there's all these office buildings, and
right.
then there was always these ponds
Little
there.
Ponds, yeah.
And then they would go there and say, screw this, I'm not going back to Canada. And so then they live here on the eastern seaboard and don't even go back to Canada, most
right.
of them.
They're like the people from, like, Ontario and stuff that moved down to Jersey
exactly.
Shore and
exactly.
never go home.
The same kind of annoying people from Canada who come down here and get in our faces.
Now, I do want to remind people.
That's my daily cheap shot at Don Collins, where she knows I love him.
Yes.
That's just a Canadian
cheap shot. I do want to remind people that the lines are open right now. If you'd like to call in, telephone number is 215-462-TONY. That's 215-462-8669.
And don't forget Rivers Casino, formerly Sugar House.
That's right.
Rivers
yeah.
now, right?
Yes.
That's some good river now. And don't forget, and one of the ones we forgot, which is absolutely, absolutely shameful that we did. Philip Rivers of your Indianapolis Colts.
Well, yeah, and it's funny you bring that up. I'm glad that you brought that up because we said that the Chargers and the Rams are going to be on Hard Knocks.
Right.
Like, who on the either one of those teams is really that interesting? I would love it if Philip Rivers was still on that team.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, to me, he's got like, what, you know, 13 kids or whatever. Like, the episodes on him, I think, could be kind of cool. Who do they have that's interesting now that he's gone?
Well, yeah, Gurley's gone, right?
Well, yeah, from the Rams.
Yeah,
he's
saying.
Gone from
I mean,
the Rams.
Look at these two teams.
I mean,
first
Goff,
of all, there may not be a Hard Knocks. They may not even have extended training camps. We don't know.
No, I know. I'm hoping they do. But if they do, it's going to be these two teams. Like, Sean McVay is kind of interesting.
Yeah, he's an interesting
as a coach.
So Philip Rivers has 11? Nine children.
Nine kids. Yeah,
he
okay.
just had the ninth one.
Yeah.
Dude.
But I know, you know, Rich Eisen, who has the show right before us, he had Sean McVay on the other day.
Yes.
The guy's a great interviewer.
Oh, no, he's terrific.
Yeah.
Now, the shine's come off, as they like to say.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
You know,
he was the next Belichick after his
absolutely,
you know,
and he's still a good coach.
First year.
But, you know, when you got chances, you can say this about every team. You get the chances, you got to capitalize on
mm-hmm.
them. And then they've had a couple of chances with Goff. Remember, Goff, people mocked him in his first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second year, he came back. He's got talent.
That was his best year, his second year, I think.
The other story that I saw today about the NFL that's really interesting is about the inability to have all of these players come in, you know, the
be interviewed and work out.
And I'm not talking about the studs. I'm talking about, like, the next Austin Eckler.
Right.
You know, you're not going to find him this year because those guys that not a lot of people pay attention to at the combines who come in, get a spot on a roster.
Or they don't get to go to the combine.
Right, they
know?
Don't. They're just guys who show up and become studs, and it happens to a lot of guys. So the Austin Ecklers of the world not getting that opportunity during this pandemic
yeah.
because they're not being able to go in and teams aren't being able to bring these guys in and look at them as they get ready for the draft in 2 weeks from Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more work to find those non-draftable guys that are still players that can, you know, you can sign the day after the draft ends as the undrafted free agents. And there's a lot of those guys that make teams and are key guys on special teams, you know, to work their way into a roster Now you're going to have to work extra hard to find them.
Now we're talking with Gary Radnich, who has three kids. Imagine having nine kids at home.
Well, speaking of children,
quarantine. Oh, my gosh. And you're not in San Diego anymore.
No.
Now you're in Indianapolis. I love it.
And his
nine
children, I believe, are like under the age of 15.
Dude.
Wow.
And one just was born in March.
Man. Like, he was like Tracy Morgan.
Oh, my God.
He got his wife pregnant
three times in 3 weeks. Speaking of children, Tony, now earlier your son called you during the show, like as if he should.
The great AJ Bruno, my first.
He should know that we are doing a live show, but your other son, Chris, wanted to make sure that you knew that the good son is listening, and he proved it by sending you a photograph of him listening on the Sirius app.
Well, he better be. I pay for his Sirius satellite radio every year. It costs me like $240 so he can listen to me.
Wow.
That's what I have to do. I have to bribe my own family
yeah.
and buy them Sirius XM packages so they can listen to me.
My mom wants the same thing now down in Florida.
You got to hook her up.
Yeah.
Hook her up real good. Now, do we get a discount now that we're on?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You would think so.
Yeah,
that's a question
so.
I should ask.
Like family discount.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Friends and family,
friends and family, they call it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you do have multiple subscriptions, you get a discount rate.
You do?
Yeah,
yes.
You're supposed to. I don't. It's an outrage.
Because I got the wife at one, so that means I have two, so I should get a discount.
You should.
Yeah, on the second
one, right?
one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, you should definitely.
Yeah.
Dude. Meanwhile, let's go to the phone, shall we? 610. I haven't used that number
Oh,
forever.
That is so funny.
Let's go to, who do we have, Gary? In Boston? Let's go up to Boston and talk to Gary. Gary, what's going on up there, man?
Now, come on. Leave the Boston accent out of it. I try to do the best I can. You can at least work with me and not against me.
I didn't know I was doing my I don't have. I have a Philly. I don't even have a Philly accent, so I'm not. But I know. Listen, I love the Boston accent. I love the New York accent.
I hate it.
I love the Philly accent. Actually, I don't. I hate all of them.
I hate the Boston accent more than I hate death. It's gross. It's ridiculous.
You know, anyway, you can lose it. I lost my Philly accent.
I don't know if you can lose that Boston accent.
You know what? And I do try, and no matter how much I try to correct myself, people always know, you know, where I'm from, and that's...
There's nothing wrong with that, man.
It's like that Kia commercial that came out in the
Super
Bowl.
Oh, yeah,
the Smat Pack.
Did you park the car?
No,
did you go to Boston Garden?
No.
Did you park it up at the Fenway? I parked it.
That was awful.
Foxborough?
Did you park it at Foxborough? Park it?
That was terrible.
But it was actually funny. I saw it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's where they aired it the first time.
What's that guy, Krasinski?
Krasinski was in it, and the chick from Saturday Night Live. What's her name?
I don't know her name, but yeah.
And then the other guy, who was the other dude in it? Who was the third guy?
I didn't recognize him. I just knew Jack Ryan, the guy that's in the Jack Ryan
Yeah, that's John Krasinski. Yeah. Oh, no, it was Chris Evans. Chris Evans.
But none of them are from the Boston area.
Chris Evans isn't from Boston?
I don't know if he was, but their Boston accents were so overblown and so over-exaggerated, it was embarrassing, even for me. And I just thought I thought that was embarrassing.
Should that be a violation if you're not from Boston and then you do a commercial pimping a car that parks itself doing a Boston accent?
Well, it's acting.
Who the hell would want to have a Boston accent? I certainly wouldn't. And I almost swore, but I didn't. But who
you
the
can
hell
swear.
Would want to have? Oh, no, I was going to drop an F-bomb, but
No, not that.
Now, come on, man.
No, but who the hell would want to have a Boston accent if you don't have one? I'm trying to dish mine.
You can get rid of it. You just do enunciation classes like I did. When I was a kid, I had a terrible South Philly accent, and I took diction lessons. You don't need to do that anymore, though.
You
don't have to. Yeah, I had to get rid of my – I was told as a young kid – you don't want to sound like you're from South Philly. You don't sound smart. Mm. You have to enunciate. And accents, the Philly accent, New York and Boston accents primarily, they're all just lazy ways of enunciation. It's all
Chicago
about enunciation.
Too.
It's enunciation of individual words.
The Jersey accent, too.
Oh, yeah.
The only accent that makes you just sound more refined is like the slow Southern drawl.
Well, yeah, especially with chicks.
You
get a chick with a Southern accent, man.
Oh, or the British accent. I mean, everybody.
It makes you sound smart.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I know we're digressing. She could be a 7 or an 8 with a Boston accent. She can be a 5 with a southern accent, I am all over the five. All over it.
Yeah, me too.
Totally.
Me too.
Oh, absolutely. What would you rather hear in your ear? A cute southern drawl or a Boston freaking accent?
You know, I'm glad you're doing this because you're from Boston.
You'd get criticized
You're dissing. You're a Boston guy with a Boston accent, and you're dissing Boston accents. Who does that?
I can't stand it. But you know what, boys? You have brought a lot of life back into a lot of us with this show because, you know, I've been out of work now about a month, and I'm going to be out of work for probably a few more months because of this, and you guys give me something to look forward to every day.
Well, thank you, Barry. We really appreciate it. We have fun here. This is all about having fun. We can poke fun at one another. You know, I didn't even make fun of the Boston accent because I think I like the Boston accent, believe it or not.
Yeah, but he makes a good point, though. Like, you know, a guy might be a little bit different. You're trying to, you know, maybe meet a girl in a bar, and it's Joanne from Southie, and she starts rolling that out. I'm out. No, I'm serious.
I am out. I am so out. When she says, what kind of car do you drive? I am gone. I am out. I'm going home alone. I am going home alone. And I'll take care of things on my own.
I will stay 6 feet from her, okay?
Love you guys. Love the show.
Thanks,
Gary. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for checking in, brother. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, we could be breaking down the Patriots without Tom Brady.
Now your phone goes off again.
I got to put my phone on silent.
You think?
I mean, you've been in radio for 50 years.
Is this your first time doing this, Tony?
Yes. You see what I have playing, though?
Well, you have different ringtones for different people, don't you?
Yes.
No, I always have Beethoven's
phone. Oh, you do?
No, you don't.
No.
Well, for Robin, I have one, and I have one for my kids.
And for your kids, you each have. That way you know who's calling.
What is yours?
If I call him?
Yes.
Can you call me right now? I want to hear it so I remember next time you call me that I know it's you. Let's go to my son, Chris, ladies and gentlemen. We don't normally put friends and family on, but it is happy hour. And Chris is down there in Delaware, down there with 16 dogs, 50 cats out on the farm, down there doing rural things. Chris, what's going on?
I am doing rural things. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
I'm out here, tilling some of the land to get some plants in.
Beautiful. Now, did you hear the love I gave you with Keith Olbermann when we were talking about, you know, rescuing dogs? Nobody. I mean, Keith has done a great job getting dogs homes in the New York area. And then you've been doing it for a long time. I just went down to his house a couple of weeks ago before we all got quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working. We were putting up a vent in his stove in the kitchen, his microwave. And there's like dogs going after my ankles and stuff. But it was a lot of fun with 16
dogs.
Well,
dogs can sense evil, so.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I got Andrew calling me his crazy uncle. And now I got my son calling me evil.
Evil.
Well, I actually call you my crazy uncle, too, when people ask.
When you tell them that I'm not really your dad?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just a crazy uncle. It's one of those, you know, like a cousin kind of thing.
We know the state of Delaware, Tony, won't allow us from Pennsylvania to go down there and get liquor.
I'm not even driving down to see you anymore since I can't go into a damn liquor store in Delaware without getting arrested.
It's crazy. They have checkpoints all over, right over 495 there.
Yeah, and they also allow them to play golf, but you have to be a Delaware resident. You got to prove it before they'll accept you on a golf course.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Same with the boats. I can take my kayak out, but I have to be a resident to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Hmm. What about crabs? Am I able to get them damn crabs down there, down the crab water this summer?
Maybe in the summer. You ain't catching anything this time of year.
Well, no. I mean, I like to catch a lot of things down there.
Except Corona.
Yeah. And I can go to the truck stops if I need to get some action. You know what I mean?
And I think you were looking for Rivers Cuomo. It's the one you forgot earlier.
Rivers Cuomo?
Oh, yeah. It's a singer from,
Weezer.
Weezer.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great Weezer knowledge. Not geezers.
Right.
That's what a lot of people call
not
us.
Not Governor Cuomo.
That's great Weezer knowledge, Chris. I did not remember
that.
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah. That's good.
Not Chris Cuomo. No, we're talking about Rivers. Now, Chris doesn't have any livestock. My other son, AJ, who was calling in, he's got chickens and he's got the, you know, eggs every day and he's got a big property. Keith, actually, Chris has even bigger. Keith has like 11 acres down there.
Wow.
Some acreage, man. I'm sitting in here in a 1,000-square-foot row home in South Philly, and my kids own acreage down in Delaware and Maryland. What the hell did I do wrong?
That's good parenting, though. I mean,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we just put it in the front gate so that you can't get in unless you know the code.
I know. Chris has got a gate. Lives in a
he's
gate.
He's got a wall around his house.
He built a wall.
That's just for friends and family, though.
Exactly. He didn't even give me the code. I went down to see him. I had to wait at the front gate. You know, he didn't have a LeBron gate, though. Right. It's just one of those things.
I came out with the mirror. We went under the car, made sure there was nothing.
Like when you're trying to enter the Lincoln Financial Field.
Exactly, yeah.
Brought a couple of my dogs out. They sniffed them, and we let them in eventually. It was a half hour, but.
Exactly right. So what are you thinking of the new show, Chris? You know, I don't really normally ask my family for their personal opinions on the broadcast.
Oh, it's just a reboot. It's great. It's just like the old times. The only problem is it's going to be hard to do into the night in the afternoon. I'm going to have to change the hot tub time machine.
I know. Chris used to call into the Into the Night shows on Friday nights, sitting in his hot tub, and he was drinking at the time, but he doesn't drink anymore, and we were having a lot of fun. And Chris would call in after a couple of cocktails. It's always good stuff.
You would always make sure that everybody could hear it bubbling.
Yeah, you have to have – if you're calling into a show with the hot tub, you better have bubbling action. Mm-hmm. It's like when people call with bong rips.
Yeah.
I want to hear the water bubbling. I don't want to – don't tell me you're doing a bong rip.
Well, I just told you it was a hot tub, but never mind.
Exactly.
Well, it's kind of like being a truck driver, too. You had to play, you know.
Yeah, you had to pull your horn. I don't want to hear any wimpy horns on trucks. When somebody gave me one, pull the horn in the truck, and I got a little wimpy horn.
Yeah, they got ripped.
I got cut them right off.
But we love our truck drivers.
Yes,
for anybody that's listening out there driving a truck, we thank you for everything that you're doing to keep this country going right now. Because it's because of all of those people, the truck drivers, the delivery people.
How about the people that work on the docks to unload the trucks?
Yeah, all of those blue-collar workers that so many people look down upon. No, this whole situation is proving how essential all of you guys are. And we
and
thank
women.
You.
Not
and,
just guys.
You know, no, right. I say guys as in both. But we thank you, and we have always appreciated all the hard work you guys put in.
And Chris can't even make smoothies right now. His smoothie business is shut down.
Oh, yeah?
It's an outrage. Yeah,
we've been shut down. We'll probably be shut down for a few more months. So, but the beauty of the new show is I'll be able to hear you on replay whenever.
Exactly.
Which is
right.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So I'm traveling at night. But I'm heading home from somewhere. I don't have to catch it live. I can just listen to the replay.
Exactly right. Well, thank you, Chris. Be careful down there. Love you guys. Be careful.
Love you, too. Talk
Thanks.
To you. Bye.
The great Chris Bruno checking in.
All right. Now, I made a mistake on the Michelob Ultra.
Really? You're
talking about the carbs?
Yeah.
You can have a couple of these. They only have 2.6 carbs.
Oh, look at that.
It's 95 calories.
Yeah, the calories don't matter.
Right.
It's carbs.
But the carbs is only 2.6. See,
there
good?
You go.
I got to go get some Michelob. I remember we used to rip guys. Who was the guy that worked out all the time and he would drink
Cowper.
Michelob?
From our old place?
No, not one of the employees.
Oh.
One of the listeners.
Oh.
And he would come in, he would call all the time, a Jersey guy, and he was all ripped and he would drink Michelob Ultras and we would make fun of him.
Yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah, he's
I know who you're talking
now.
About, yeah.
We're coming back. It's happy hour winding down, day two on Sirius XM 211.
When we come back, I take it we're not going to take any more phone calls, right? It'll be a short segment.
Somebody has a picture of what's-his-face with a Michelob Ultra doing curls. Matt Deason.
Yeah, the Premier has 2.6 grams, too.
The Corona Premier?
Yeah.
That's it?
Damn it, I need
Which
to guess.
Which beer has the lowest carb?
I think it's them. I don't know.
Corona Premier and Michelob Ultra.
I have the Half a Man song. Did you want to play that on the air of the day, or do you want to listen to it?
Let's do it. I'd rather do it in the first hour because that's when he can listen.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Play Action Reel says, all my lesbian friends love Michelob Ultra. Hey, it's for everybody.
Hey.
Beer with least amount
of
carbs.
What do you think? I mean, I can... Can we run another? Do we need to run a couple spots?
We can run and come, and you can come back. I just know we got to be tied up against the 6 o'clock. That's all.
Well, just tell me when you want to break, and I'll break then.
This is the first time that we're going to be using the new outro, Tony. Mm-hmm. So when they start playing it a minute before right. we have a hard
it,
out.
Is a hard out. Does it hit a hard out? Does it sting or does it just keep playing?
It
doesn't matter, but it's always better when it stings. Except, you know, if you have a problem with your, like, plumbing.
Well.
Yeah. And it stings, then you know you got an issue.
Yeah.
It's, at 30 seconds is when I start. There's the little station identification that I did. And then. And then there's a little 15 second afterwards. So.
All right, here we go. And then I'm going to break this one more time for a short break.
Hey, this is Tony Bruno. Be a part of my new show weekday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Thank you, lovely female voice. Who is that?
I have no idea. Who could that be?
Wow.
I think it's the same person that screwed up the digital recorder by recording those right before the show and not telling anybody.
You know, tomorrow is, Harry.
What up Wednesday?
Wow. What up?
Jose will be on tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you national listeners who have been listening to me over the last 500 years, Jose, national star, What Up Wednesday, he will be here.
I wonder how he's dealing with coronavirus.
He's probably just fine.
He doesn't go out much.
No,
I mean, he loves watching old sporting events. So
yes.
that's all he's been watching right now.
And he has them DVDs and VHS.
Right.
What he should be doing
old
is he should
NBA.
Be streaming all of those.
Right, for other people.
Yeah, because he has content that nobody else has.
Exactly.
I did look up, Tony. I looked it up on Delish.com.
Is this breaking news?
It has 15 low-carb beers that won't derail your keto diet.
And it's National Beer Day.
It is.
So.
That's why we're doing this.
It's National Beer Day. So, Tony, here are...
By the way, before you do that, when was beer legalized in the United States of America, Harry? Here's a good question. Do you know when?
No.
Well,
that's why today is National Beer Day. It was April 7th of 1 year. What year was it? And see, when
the pilgrims brought beer over.
No, we're talking about, remember, there was Prohibition.
Yeah. Oh, okay, after
so
Prohibition.
So when beer was actually made legal in this country.
1928?
Close.
Hmm.
1933. It was April 7th, 1933, 87 years ago this day.
Yeah.
When did Prohibition start?
It was in the 20s, right?
Yeah,
it was before. Was it 10 years
ago?
What
do I look like here?
Well, you're looking it up.
Al Capone?
You're looking it up. But,
so let's get it back to the low-carb beers.
So there's something called Devil's Backbone Brewing Company
that has
2 grams. I don't know. It says, that has 2 grams of carbs.
Oh,
90
never
calories.
Heard of that.
So that's less than the 2.6.
Yeah, but
so.
It's probably you can't find it. Where are you going to find Devil's Backbone?
By the way,
the devil doesn't have a backbone. Okay, go ahead.
North Coast Brewing Company has the Scrimshaw Pilsner, which also has 2 grams, but it has 100 calories.
Where is this stuff made, though?
Scrimshaw, that sounds like something up in the state of Washington or something.
It probably is, yeah. North Coast.
Now
there it is. Corona Premier, baby.
Yeah.
Corona Premier, 2.6 grams and 90 calories.
And that's what you can find. You can find Corona Premier.
Yeah,
you can find Michelob Ultra, which
Michelob
is 2.6.
Michelob Ultra is the next one, 2.6 at 95 calories. Lagunitas Daytime.
Now, that's a good company, Lagunitas.
Absolutely.
They make a lot of good stuff.
So that one has 3 grams
of carbs. And they're local, right? They're not that far away.
I think they're in L.A. Actually.
Are they on the West Coast?
Yeah, like Laguna Beach kind of idea.
Oh, Laguna. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. But that's see, I like that. It's the daytime. That's your daytime drinking beer.
Right.
And then you have a special
then
nighttime.
Then you get to the little something-something ale that they have
What's
later
the difference?
On.
If you care about carbs and you're drinking it, so you go to a higher carb at night?
No, higher alcohol content, which then has more carbs.
I don't need the alcohol content. I don't need to drink beer to get wasted. I don't want to
sick time.
Because people are like, well, you need to have 7 of those beers to get a buzz. I don't need a beer buzz early in the morning.
Well, Are you Cheryl Crow?
No, I want to stay up till the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. I want that. But I don't need a good beer buzz early in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Unless I'm sleeping on the beach at Venice Beach with my old pals down there where I lived for 11 years.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, or Shiner. That okay. Shiner Bock is what they make. Shiner Bock
yes.
beer, right?
Now Shiner has a Ruby Redbird Lager, which has
Shiner.
Only, yes,
I didn't even kiss her.
3.1 grams and at 95 calories, and it has a grapefruit kick. So you would not like that.
I don't like that.
Don't give me get that out of my
face. Dogfish Head has
I love
has
Dogfish
one.
Head down there in Delaware, Harry.
Yeah,
Dogfish has a 3.6 gram
slightly
IPA.
Mighty IPA.
Yes.
But see, there's a people do this for calories, not carbs, because they all want to be under 100 calories.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the carbs that matter in keto.
But 3.6 is really low.
Is
man.
That good, Robin?
Yeah, that's still pretty low.
Yeah.
And Omer Gang, we had those folks. They're up there. You know where they are?
Hey.
You know where Omer Gang is?
No.
See, now, this is getting closer to what I would go for, because this is a 6.3% alcohol content.
And still
and
under
still
4 carbs.
You know where they are? They're
carbs,
right
yeah.
there near Cooperstown. They're right
oh,
next
York
door
State.
To Cooperstown
okay.
near the Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
And the brewery's there, and you can glamp there. They do a deal. You can go up to that brewery, and
yes.
you can glamp. You know what glamping
What's glamp
is?
Mean?
That's
oh,
what that's
camping,
a nice, it's a nice tent.
I got you.
You don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
to do anything. Yeah. It's
okay.
like high-end camping, but you just show up.
So, I mean, is it they, what, do they put the tent up for you?
They
is
have a, these really awesome tents
they're
with
They're not
electricity.
Like pop tents that you have. They're not
right.
like a, you know canvas tents.
And they have real beds. And
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's phony camping.
You're not sleeping on the ground in a
My
sleeping bed.
My kind of
bed.
Camping.
Yeah.
I
not
just,
me.
I can't
you give
do,
me a nice wet
no.
area in the grass. I'll throw that damn
I
tent
am,
down.
At a KOA campground.
Exactly right, man.
I am done with the days where you have to like dig a little impression for your hip bone so that you can sleep comfortably. No. I'm
mean,
done
I like
with
to
that.
Rough it.
Yeah.
I like to rough it. Like the Rough Riders roll.
Well, or Gary today. How many times did he say, now this is a little rough?
Yeah. We want to thank all of our great guests today. Started off with Keith Olbermann. My dear friend for 40 years, Harry.
Getting a lot of reaction on Twitter.
Absolutely.
With that.
Yeah. A lot of people hate Keith. A lot of people hate me. If you need to hate people because you don't agree with everything they say, then you're part of the problem. Just relax. Everything's going to be okay. We're all in this together. How many other people have to say that?
Yeah.
Now more than ever.
I'm getting a little tired of hearing that, to be honest
what,
with you.
What, we're all in this together?
Yes.
Well, we're really not.
Because exactly.
But we are. In the grand scheme of things, we are.
Right.
Well, we are in it together, just people don't recognize it.
Exactly. And love will keep us together. But meanwhile, thank Keith. We want to thank Andrew Siciliano, Gary Radnich, John McMullen, all the callers. We're going to be back tomorrow. Don't forget. Thank you for joining us right here on Sirius XM 211 and on Twitch. So we got another 30 seconds?
Oh.
1 minute?
Short 1 minute break and then back on the other side.
Okay, we'll be right back to wrap it up. This is good low carb day drinking knowledge. I'm sorry, I didn't know what you meant there.
Yeah, I was just trying to get into a break to get back on the other side for the timing so I can get out at zero. So
okay. Are we still going to make it?
I just fired the wrong audio, so we're going to be back.
Sooner than later?
Yeah.
Oh.
So how much will we have then till the music starts for the hard out?
You'll have 5:30.
So it...
We have to be out at... All right, we're back. Getting ready to wrap it up. Day two. Harry's already got the headphones. He hit the elevator. Hold the elevator, like they used to say in the radio stations.
Yeah.
Guys would already be in the hallway.
They're on the 501 train, right?
Exactly. Thank Ms. Robin again today. Thank all the great listeners, the people who are just finding us. Tell your friends, Tony Bruno back on the air with Harry Mays every weekday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Daylight Time, and, of course, you know the rest of the zones. That's noon to 3 on the West Coast, and then you figure out the rest of the stuff. Don't forget the big super moon tonight if you can see it. Super moon, biggest and brightest of the year, believe me. And also, I didn't mention, I did thank all the guests, did I?
Yeah,
not?
You did.
And all the great callers and all the listeners, not just on Sirius XM 211 on Dan Patrick Radio, but also on twitch.tv, Tony Bruno Show, all of our great people in the stream chat who are listening every day. We pay attention to you. We may not get to every single one, but we get to all the silly ones, which is what we like.
Especially now.
Yeah, we need to have fun.
Yes. And right, I think, I mean, people, a lot of people have been asking, they're like, how can you be doing a show, a sports show with nothing else going on? Mm-hmm. And so many people were like, wait a minute, no, we want to have Tony and Harry on. We want to laugh. And this is something that you two were really, really good at every single time you've ever done a show together. You allow people to forget about the troubles in their lives.
Well, we did shows not about sports when there was sports going on.
Exactly. So this is our specialty.
Exactly.
But
try this yourself at home, kids. If you're starting a podcast in the basement like we did,
mm-hmm.
just don't take yourself that seriously. It's the bottom line.
And you two, you have a great knack. If you need to speak about something serious, you'll ratchet it down. But for the most part, you want to entertain.
Right. And that's what it's about.
And so this is what you're here for, is you're entertaining, and whether it's talking about sports or something else.
Exactly right.
And we are trying a new out today, Tony.
It's, we are.
So the timing. So at exactly 5:59, you're going to hear something, and you know you have 30 seconds to talk before you need to stop.
I'm getting nervous now. I don't know if I can do this.
A new out? You know, out, the term out?
Outro, yeah.
Well, no. That's the old school term for a bookie. You got any outs?
Oh, I did not know. Oh, yeah. See, look at all this terminology.
I haven't talked to the Philly Godfather recently.
We need to. Yeah,
we talk about a guy jonesing to get back into action. The Philly Godfather, all my buddies over here at monkeyknifefight.com, you know, DraftKings,
yeah.
FanDuel.
They're waiting to fire.
Oh, they are waiting to fire. Not that kind of fire, Harry.
No.
No, but, people want that. It's not just about gambling. It's just about having sports around again, and that's what we do primarily. But in the meantime, we're talking about sports. We're talking about the NFL draft, what's happening in baseball. We even talk UFC and the private island.
Yeah, Dana White.
That's my favorite story of the day. Dana White is going to get a private island and continue UFC fights during
starting this weekend.
No, it's next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Saturday, April 18th.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be at UFC 249 on a private island somewhere. I wonder if Ginger and Marianne will be there. I wonder if, what's his name? Tattoo will be there.
Tattoo.
And Mr. Rourke. Remember Mr. Rourke? Welcome. To Fantasy Island.
That was Ricardo Montalban.
The plane.
Wasn't it?
Yes. And Hervé Villachez was Tattoo.
Right. And Ricardo used to do the Cordova.
South Corinthian lad. Ricardo Montalban. God, those were great commercials. And they're doing there's a Fantasy Island movie coming out this year. But it's not the Fantasy Island that we knew and grew to love.
No. Is this Vivid Video?
No.
This is like a horror movie.
Oh, okay.
It's like a suspense movie, not a horror movie. It's Fantasy Island, but it ain't fun.
Okay.
So I saw the previews for it. I don't know if it's ever going to be in the theaters. All these other movies, they can't even put them in the theaters. They're going right to pay-per-view.
Yeah, nobody's going to – you can't go to theaters.
You're damn right, except the drive-in theaters.
Well, that's right, yeah.
The drive-in theaters are doing well now, Harry.
Yeah.
That's what I read. People can go in their cars together, and then, if you're with a couple or somebody, obviously, you're going to get within 6 feet of each other.
Right.
But people are going – the drive-in theaters are filling up because nobody can go into the movie theaters. So some businesses are doing all right, but for the most part, we're all trying to keep things together.
I always love drive-in theaters.
Exactly. Not even for the movies.
It is so that is Americana. That is such an American thing.
Yeah, but it's only good when the weather's nice.
Yeah, you're not going in the wintertime.
You can't go when it's cold.
But it gets fogged up even in the spring.
Yeah, it's true.
Even in the summer, late at night when you get the dew point and you hit the dew point. In the meantime, we want to thank everybody. As I already did, Keith Olbermann. Well, we could have done 2 hours with Keith. It was just like, Gary's another guy. You notice most of my friends and people that I've worked with have the ability to just go. On and on.
They just go.
On and on and on and on and on. We will see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Sirius XM 211. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays, Miss Robin, Joe Krause, Joe C., and everybody else. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. And most importantly, God bless America. Be
Thanks
safe out there.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Robin's thing come in, and I'm like, I don't want to step all over that.
I thought it came in at 30, by the way. That came in at 40. That audio drop. saying thanks for listening?
Yeah, that came in at 40.